Good morning and welcome to another American Bankers Association podcast. My name is Sam Lisker and I lead our business intelligence and innovation team within ABA's Office of Member Engagement. Today we will be talking about data analytics and how to simplify data at your bank. My guest today is Kim Snyder, who is the founder and CEO of Clarivis. Clarivis helps banks identify the types of data that should be captured and shows banks how to leverage this data to drive decisions. Clarivis is a gold level ABA associate member. Kim, welcome, and it's nice to see you again, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Sam, so much for having me on this morning.
Well, we're interested in learning more about Clarivis's vision of data analytics, so let's begin our discussion. What is the number one data challenge facing financial institutions today?
Yeah, so if the challenge were having the data, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? So the number one challenge is truly the accessibility to the data. So banks have, I like to call it the data conundrum. They have a number of different systems inside of their ecosystem, their core system, their mobile system. If they do mortgage, that's a separate system. If they do wealth, that's a separate system. Their card data is on a separate system and so forth. And the problem is that even when all of those systems are owned by one vendor, they don't talk to each other. And so that leaves the bank with this extensive manual processes going on inside their organization to extract the data from all of those various systems, try to combine it, try to do something meaningful with it, and present it back in order to make decisions. And that's a time-consuming process. Extremely labor intensive, and usually it's outdated by the time the bankers get the information that they need to make decisions to serve their customers.
So how do these data challenges lead to inefficient and ineffective behaviors?
Let's just take about the month-end process. You know, I was a community bank CFO for a number of years before I started this venture that we're on with Clarivis. And, you know, we had lots of reporting issues, lots of reporting requirements that we had to do inside of our organization. And so, you know, you get through those regulatory reporting challenges before you're ever able to start executing on business reporting that you need. And so if we just take a simple process of scorecards, understanding our bankers' performance, we were a huge pay-for-performance company. You know, it was normally the 15th or 20th of the month before our bankers actually got their scorecard information in their hands so they could see how they were tracking to goal. Okay, they're 20 days into the following month before they get that. That's a very inefficient and ineffective process. If you want your sales team to be leading and answering questions and serving the customers the way they expect to be customers, they need information about their customers daily. They need it easily accessible so they can understand what their customers want and what they need so they can serve them better. So that's just one case, an example, Sam. Another is just all of the manual work that's happening inside of an organization and the data silos that exist inside of banks. We may have report writers that live throughout the organization and various business units, and they're not all singing off the same page of music. And that's also a major, major problem inside of the financial institution space. I could talk for days on that topic.
And as someone with a data background, I can relate directly to all the challenges you're describing because I've lived it as well, and it's so frustrating. So what steps do financial institutions need to take in order to begin to leverage their data to drive financial decisions?
You know, that's a great question. And it's one that we talk about a lot with our clients. Traditionally, data governance has not been a top priority inside of an organization, inside of banks. So we just input the data as we need to input it. And there's been real no thought about how are we going to actually utilize the data. And so when you start talking about data analytics and being able to leverage that data as your most valuable enterprise-wide asset, oftentimes we get the question, well, our data is not clean. We need to clean up our data. We need to go do a massive cleanup project. If you wait until your data is clean, you're never going to get started and you're never going to start leveraging the value that's out there. And so you need to start by admitting that not all data is perfect and it's not ever going to be perfect. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is prioritizing the data. Where's the high value data live? What systems is that data on and how do we access it? Then you need to create a data governance structure. So not only governing how we're going to use the data, but let's start thinking about how we input the data, right? Do we really want to set up all of these free form user-defined fields? Or do we want to leverage the fields that the core systems have available to us in some of these other systems so we can get standard type reporting out of it? Oftentimes those decisions are not made with the end use in place. Look at your current tools and your personnel and determine, do you need to make some changes there? Do you have what you need at your fingertips, or do you need to go out and find a partner to partner with to help you on this journey? And keep in mind, this is a journey. It is a data transformation is a process. It is not going to happen within 6 weeks. It's not going to happen within, you know, we get our clients up in 90 days, Sam, which is fantastic for access to their data and leveraging, but that's just the beginning, right? That's just the start of the process. And so you have to recognize, I hope your listeners understand that this is a journey. It's going to be iterative. You can't give up. It's always going to be a work in process. And so that's where I would start.
So let me ask you a follow-up question to that, if I may. Everything that you've described is spot on. Where do you identify your champion in the organization? I mean, there clearly has to be someone with a vision that this is now important to the bank. Where are you looking to identify that person, or where does that person sit within the bank that has of the not, you know, as you described, the responsibility is can be very distributed, right? Because the data lives in a lot of places. But who should take ownership of that when they're looking to work with a partner in order to figure out how to map a plan?
Yeah, great question. We see the most successful companies, most successful financial institutions that we work with, it's more of a team approach, believe it or not. So, because again, if you think about leveraging data across your organization, oftentimes our champion ends up on the business side of the house because they are the ones that are so frustrated with getting access to the information they need. They always have to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, can you run me this report? Can you get me this piece of information? They don't have a 360-degree view of their customer. They don't understand what's happening, you know, what their customers are telling them. And so they oftentimes are the most frustrated, and they become the best champions for us. But you can't just do it with the business side. You have to have marketing involved. You have to have IT involved. You have to have, a lot of banks have data analytics teams today, and they're not leveraging those teams the way they should be leveraging them. What those teams are doing in a lot of our financial institutions is report writing. That's what they're doing. That's not being an analyst, right? And so by leveraging a solution like Clarivis, right, then all of a sudden you turn those data analytics people away from report writing and more into true analysts helping serve the customer, helping the business leaders serve their customers, and really having direct impact and bringing value to the organization. And so that's what we're trying to do across the board. So champion can be in any flavor, to be honest with you. It's whose pain is the most significant typically are the ones who will seek us out, but it's an enterprise-wide buy with Clarivis because it is an enterprise-wide solution. The whole idea is to get data in the hands of everybody to do their jobs more effectively.
Well, Kim, thanks so much for spending time with me today and for sharing your insights into the steps banks can take to simplify their data. Are there any other takeaways you'd like to leave for our audience today?
Yeah, I would just start now. Don't wait. Now is the time to invest in data analytics. It is the time to get your arms around it and to start leveraging it. Your customers are talking to you every day through their transactions. You need to be able to understand them so you can serve them the way that they expect to be served. You have the most intimate data about your customers, more than Google and more than Facebook. Once you start leveraging that data and serving those customers the way they expect to be serviced, then all of a sudden you're going to develop a much more valuable franchise in the marketplace.
Well, Kim, if someone wants to learn more about Clarivis, how can they learn more?
Absolutely. Well, of course, we have a website, clarivis.com, Clarivis.com. That's bringing clarity and visibility to your data as well as to your organization, if you're wondering where that came from. And then you can always seek me out on LinkedIn. I'm an avid LinkedIn user. I'm constantly out there and respond very quickly to anyone reaching out. So, and I look forward to it.
This concludes today's podcast. Again, I'd like to thank Kim Snyder, founder and CEO of Clarivis, for being with us today. Have a great day.
Sam, thanks so much.